The Biden administration has sent crisis teams to the border to help with the record number of children being detained in jail-like facilities. One person who knows the conditions all too well and was leading U.S. Customs and Border Protection during the last big influx of unaccompanied minors fears a repeat of what happened 2 years ago. That's when at least five children held in U.S. custody died. He spoke exclusively with NPR's Franco Ordonez.
It was about 2 years ago when John Sanders, the acting commissioner of CBP, made a public plea for help. He said children should not have to sleep on the ground under Mylar blankets in the United States of America.
I've been asked by numerous people about what keeps me up at night. My response is always the same. Every night I go to sleep praying that nobody in our custody dies of an illness or injury.
But about a week later, that happened.
Once again, the Trump administration is having to answer for the death of a migrant child who was apprehended by the Border Patrol. 16-year-old Carlos Gregorio Hernandez Vasquez died yesterday at a Border Patrol station in South Texas.
Today, as he sees the numbers of kids in custody rising, John Sanders can't help thinking about Carlos and two other children who died, Felipe Gomez Alonso, who was 8, and Jacqueline Call, who was just 7.
So this is the hard part. My greatest fear and the hardest thing for me when I was at CBP was the death of children. And my greatest fear is children will die. And that's what I think we have to make sure never happens. Sorry.
He says the children sleeping in cells are already physically and emotionally strained after weeks, if not months, of traveling under very difficult conditions. They're supposed to be transferred to shelters run by the Department of Health and Human Services within 72 hours. But currently it's taking 117 hours on average.
HHS has the capability in terms of medical treatment. They have the capability in terms of helping them psychologically. They're separated from families, and that has to be incredibly traumatic. So they have that support structure that they in place for the children that just does not exist from a law enforcement agency.
In 2019, Sanders says kids were arriving twice as fast as they could be moved to safer shelters. Today, they're arriving three times as fast.
My hope would be the alarm bells have now been sounded. And so what are we going to do as a country?
And he's not the only one who's concerned.
I'm terrified about the number of kids in these Border Patrol facilities. It's really worrying.
That's Clara Long. Back in 2019, she served as a detention monitor for the legal team that advocated for the children in court. She testified then to Congress about sick kids sleeping in cells and having to take care of each other.
On my first day in the Clint Border Patrol Station, I spoke with an 11-year-old boy who was caring for his 3-year-old brother. They had been fending for themselves in a cinder block cell with dozens of other children for 3 weeks.
Now, Long largely blames the Trump administration for hollowing out what little infrastructure existed to handle these cyclical flows of unaccompanied minors. But she also raised concerns about transparency in the Biden administration and questioned why detention monitors like herself have been blocked from seeing certain areas of concerning facilities.
Just because there's a different person in the White House, that doesn't mean that different practices have percolated down throughout this agency. Yet, they need to. But that doesn't mean that we're seeing change on the ground.
2 years ago, Carlos died of complications from the flu. So did Felipe. Jacqueline died of a bacterial infection. John Sanders quit soon after Carlos's death. He called it a transformational experience and now works with an organization, Glasswing, that works to address the root causes of migration in Central America.
What is heartbreaking to me is that history is repeating itself, and there is no surprise to people that this was going to occur. And again, I'm not making a political statement. It's just I think we as a country have to figure out and have some tough conversations so this doesn't keep happening again and again, because it's the children that suffer at the end of the day.
And that's why he says it's important to talk about them. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.